Sheila Finan, Accord, New York, and I've been listening to the 4 o'clock news from NPR. The absolute inane, totally biased, lying commentary on the vote regarding Puerto Rico, as if the United States is helping Puerto Rico be able to make this payment on July 1st, whereas it's establishing, against the will of the Puerto Rican people, a colonial board that will provide austerity on everywhere in the country that it counts, cutting back pensions, cutting back universities, cutting back schools, closing schools. It's unconscionable to have it marketed that way to the American public through NPR, marketed as a noble and generous effort of the United States.
This is Heather Chapman in Salisbury, Connecticut. I just heard Congressman Richard Neal of Western Massachusetts talking about the Brexit horror, and he said people who used to live in the territory that was once called England, just tell him, please, that it's still England. It may be part of Great Britain and the United Kingdom, but England never went anywhere.
Paul Ream calling from Greenville, New York, calling to let you know how much my wife and I appreciated Joe's book conversation with Bob Ehrenreich. Bob's comments resonated with us because my wife and I visited Israel-Palestine. We had the opportunity to meet with Israelis and Palestinians working for peace with justice for both people. And as Bob mentioned, for us it was a life-changing experience also. I've worked with CPT, that's Christian Peacemaker Teams in Hebron, and like Bob, had the opportunity to see firsthand the effects of Israeli military occupation on Palestinian daily life. As Bob mentioned, much of American media fails to provide information on that aspect of the situation. And we give again our thanks to Joe and to WAMC for taking a leading role in rectifying that situation.